Brigham Young and the Mormons Make the Grade, 1868. He was a man noted for his firmness, intelligence, fairness, decisiveness, good looks, and ability to put the long-term interests of those in his charge ahead of their short-term gain. He was the perfect man to say to his brethren, when they were 1,000 miles away from any settlement, "This is the place," and make it into a garden. Had it not been for his generally feared or despised religion, he quite possibly might have been President of the United States and, depending on the time, a good or even a great one. As it was, he founded Salt Lake City and made it, and his Mormon religion, into a great city and religion. In the process, he played a major role in building the UP and the CP. Brigham Young was a 6-foot, 200-pound individual, quite tall and heavy set by mid-19th century standards. He had a commanding presence. The New York Tribune's reporter, Bert Richardson, described him as someone who had secretive eyes, an eagle nose, and a mouth that shuts like a vice, indicating tremendous firmness. He had become head of the Mormon Church when its founder, Joseph Smith, was assassinated, and he led the faithful members to near Council Bluffs, Iowa, in 1846. From that point, where Granville Dodge later lived and Lincoln visited in 1859, Young had led the first party up the Platte River Valley, then through what became Wyoming, and on to the Salt Lake, where he founded the city. In 1863, in the middle of the Civil War, right after the UP was founded, Doc Durant communicated with Young about the best route across America. Young sent one of his many sons, Joseph A. Young, with a party of Mormons to do some surveys. So eager was Young to have a railway come to Salt Lake City that he paid the expenses of the party. But there was a widespread rumor among the Gentiles, as Mormons called non-Mormons, that Young's opposition to commercial intercourse with outsiders, along with his disapproval of efforts to mine precious metals in Utah, made him a railroad opponent. That was the opposite of the truth. In 1852, he had signed a memorial to Congress asking for a transcontinental railroad. In January 1866, he told the Utah legislature that the want of a railroad was sensibly felt and that its completion was to be viewed as very desirable. In August 1866, he wrote to Reed to congratulate the UP. "We watch its progress westward with great interest," he said in his telegram, "as every mile of track which is laid lessens the weary distance which stretches on every side of us." In 1867, as the railroad got closer to Salt Lake City, Young said, "This gigantic work will increase intercourse, and it is to be hoped, soften prejudices and bind the country together."